doesn't get any better than this. I'd like to quote the wise sage Ed Obradovich, if I just might for a moment.
Please do.
Last week, Ed was on the program and he said, you know, this is the kind of game, a game against the best team in the NFL that a team gets up for. And you learn a lot about a team, said the wise sage Ed Obradovich. Mm-hmm. You learn a lot about yourself. And it's the kind of game that when you're a team that is on the ascendancy, that is on the rise, that wants to be seen as the best, you got to beat the best to be the best. And is that what happened last night? Ed Obradovich!
That's exactly what happened, you know. I had a great feeling that they would win this game. But during the course of the game, Ro, and Kevin, I tell you some astonishing things that happened in this game. And I really don't know where to start. But first of all, again, congratulations to the Bears. And the number one thing that jumped out at me last night was our offensive line. I looked at the great Dan Hampton and told him, I said, hey, buddy, you see these five kids? I mean, they're clawing and fighting and pushing, and they went up probably at once, maybe if not the best defensive line, maybe they either won two, certainly no more than three. They've got a great defense, and those five kids up front answered the bell. They took them on, and they took them down, and I was totally and completely impressed with what they did. They met the challenge, and I think that's where the game was. Defensively, the rest of it, you know, we always talk about Mac, how great he is and everything. But when you watch the game last night, you know, if he comes, even if he gets double-teamed on the outside, okay, that one time where he broke the seam right at the end of the pass rush and he put his arm and knocked the ball out, you know why that happened? Because our inside guys totally and completely all night long, if you watch the game, totally caved in the middle of the Rams offensive line. Goff had nowhere to go. Our defensive guys on the outside rushed from the outside, and between Goldman and Hicks, and I mean, they brought it. I was so proud of the Bears last night to see them meet the challenge and to find out exactly who the hell they are. And I'll tell you what, as far as I'm concerned, they met the test. They really did.
Matt Nagy, Matt, and I'm glad to hear you say that because I think they really did too. And I think Chicago Bears fans, this is the biggest win I've seen the Bears have since the 80s.
My God, are you kidding me? It's been so sad around here year after year. We've heard every excuse, everything from these coaches and general managers we've had. It's just, I tell you, it's disgusting as far as I'm concerned. And I'm glad, hopefully, that is over with. But I'll tell you, the one kid that continues to absolutely amaze me is this kid, Mitch Trubisky, our quarterback. I don't know how you could throw 30 passes and complete 16, three interceptions, and throw in four quarters of football for a total of 100 yards. That's impossible. That can't happen. You throw for a net yardage of 100 yards, three interceptions, you misfire on what? I don't know, half of your passes? And I can guarantee you this. If we weren't winning the way we're winning, in other words, if we're not in that 9 victory area, if we got 4 victories, 3, whatever, if we're having a real bad year, this kid would be close to being run out of town.
Yeah. Well,
that's just the way I see it.
I think that's the one thing.
Unbelievable, Ro. How does this kid throws it in the ground, fires it 10 feet over their head, and it goes game to game to game. And he's slipping by because guess what? We're winning.
Well, right. I think that's the point. that's the issue. I mean, I just imagine, you know, I don't want to do comparatives right now. All I wonder is if they need somebody else in his ear that's going to help him understand the mechanics of this. Because the one thing that he does provide, and a little bit less last night, because you do have that crazy defensive line, you got Ndamukong Suh as the maybe the second or third best guy on their defensive line, which is pretty crazy. So you and that was a very tough defensive line. But you do have the one thing with Trubisky is when he's able to get free and run the ball, it also loosens up the coverage in the pocket for him on the next play. This was not the case last night, and it was.
Here, Ro, let me tell you something. Do you realize we had the ball somewhere around 14 more minutes than the Rams? You're talking about almost a full quarter. And we put up 15 points? And Trubisky did what he did with three interceptions, passing for 100 yards, and we had 14 more minutes than the Rams? And we put up 15 points? That's the second or third time that's happened this year. It's alarming. But then again, Anna, it's a magical year. I'm telling you.
I agree with you wholeheartedly, and you saw it. You turned non-believers into believers on that game. It was exciting to watch. It was fun. And the question going in, OB, was could the Bears score enough to beat the Rams? And it was interesting because they held them to two field goals, just 6 points. And it's so remarkable. It was so fun to watch that in action. And I guess my question to you would be, how far can you go with this defense as you now start to look ahead to the teams that are becoming the teams they'll likely face as they move toward the playoffs?
New Orleans.
Yeah, well, there's good. Watch out for them. But anyway, I think what's just been happening from week to week, and I could never believe in today's game, the way the rules are, that maybe just now as we're watching it unfold, could defense possibly win you a Super Bowl? And I'm starting to think about that. I really am. Because we took a team that was high-flying. What were they, 11-1 coming in here? They should have came here and mopped this team up, and they didn't. Guess who got mopped up? They got mopped up. And I'm going to go back again to the opening volley when I started. The guys that made it happen, that I saw that jumped out at me, was our offensive line. If they gave a game ball, they should have gave five game balls to every one of those guys in the offensive line, because they took down a formidable foe, more than a formidable foe.
Oh, yeah, one of the best.
You bet.
Hey, OB, I'm so happy you mentioned the offensive line, because Aaron Donald came into this game with 16 and a half sacks. Some thought he could get to Michael Strahan's record sack total, but I completely agree. The interior, and James Daniels, the rookie, had to go head-to-head with Aaron Donald, and he stood his ground. I also think Matt Nagy needs some credit here. He probably, in my book, OB, should be the front lead candidate for NFL Coach of the Year. And I also think Ryan Pace should be the front lead candidate for NFL Executive of the Year.
Oh, God. Because, why would you say that in front of Ed Obradovich? Go ahead.
Oh, I mean, good God, look at this team they've built. This is incredible. I mean, the defense has almost zero holes to it. And, I mean, look, James Daniels, a rookie. Ryan Pace drafted him, and Daniels has stood his ground against Aaron Donald. And I thought Nagy outcoached Sean McVay, who's supposed to be the, this top bright mind 32-year-old. And
I think there's exactly some validity, no question about, in what you're saying. But when you look at McVay, their head coach, I guess he just turned 31, 32, or whatever. Well, whatever it is, he's really young. But anyway, they've been high-flying, doing everything. When you sit there, now after that first quarter, you kind of collect yourself as coaches, the guys up in the box, and you talk real quick back and forth. Did you notice we were on top of him, smothered him for four quarters, and only one time, late in the third quarter, did they pull a bootleg. They never moved the pocket, never tried a sprint out, a bootleg, and we came after their quarterback and crushed him. He had nowhere to go, nowhere to run. We forced it up the middle, came from the outside, and it was just great. And so I'm sitting there with Dan thinking, what the hell is this coach thinking about? He's getting killed here. Move the pocket. Get out of there. He didn't do it.
Doesn't it remind you, it reminds me so much of the mid-'80s, of that 84 and 85 and even 86 team defensively, because you used to enjoy it. It wasn't so much that you'd see the offense on the field, especially after Walter retired, but the offense was the secondary show. The best show was the defense. And it reminded me of the time of 85, of December of, or January of 86, when the LA Rams back, you know, one of their last years in Los Angeles, were here for the NFC Championship game and got mauled by the defense in a very cold snow. I was at that game. I remember it started snowing in the crowd. You know, when it snows here, the crowd goes nuts.
They were
right?
crazy.
And
yeah.
and it was a sunny day and it was snowing, which meant that God knew that, you know, we knew that God was going to make us the Super Bowl champions. That's what we knew at that moment.
Did. Absolutely.
But it's so much more like that now. And, you know, you just hope that Callahan's going to be okay, right? And
yeah. that, foot injury.
But so far, I mean, this team has been. This defense is as good as we've seen in this town.
Let me just tell you something about a foot injury. A foot injury, first they said it would, you know, well, they're going to look at it. You know, he might be able to play. And then come out, they said, no, he's not. A foot injury sometimes can be a season and a career-ending injury. And it really can, because when you're a defensive back, obviously, what do you got? You know where the offensive guy is going, and so you got to react in a half a millionth of a second, and that means you got to have that foot planted. You got to go real quick and fast. And I didn't really want to hear that, because that kid's been having a great year. Yeah. And again, to go back, I think this, and I told you that this is going to tell the Bears just exactly where they're at. Okay. And what needs to be done here in the next three football games? You got Green Bay coming in here, yeah. All right? And I can tell you this right now. Aaron Rodgers and Green Bay, they're not coming in here to lay down and get slapped around. They're going to come, that ball's going to be flying in the air. And hopefully our guys will be ready. But if I could say it one more time, I love what I saw last night. That's what a player lives for. That game, mm-hmm. that time, and guess what? They stood up and they took a great team down. They took them right down to the ground. And you know what? Too bad for the guys from L.A. Never did like them anyway.
Right. And Chicago
Goff,
Bear weather. I mean, I'm sorry, but the weather does make a difference in a game like that. And even though the Bears get to practice in the cold, they don't really play. And nobody likes cold.
You know, hold on a second here. That was roughly about 20 degrees, 22 degrees. You can play in that, okay? When you get around zero, okay? Around zero, and usually if you get to zero, usually the chill factor is like 5, 7, 10, 12, 15, and under. That makes a difference. That's no excuse for the Rams. What, like every one of them grew up in Mexico and Southern California and Florida? None of them played in cold weather? Cold weather? Ah, come on.
Okay. It's once you go to L.A. you get soft.
Backside hand it to them. That's it.
All right.
Thanks, OB. I love all this. I love that. I get so fired up. I love it.
All right, OB, thanks, we'll talk to you later. Go Bears!
Bye. Thanks, OB.
Bye, honey.
Mike, bye.
The right best. Now, caller number 19, 312-981-7200, rips us off for a pair of Hawks tickets to go see him take on the Jets on Friday, courtesy of Four Seasons Heating, Air Conditioning, and Plumbing for all the right reasons. Four Seasons. Find him online at fourseasonsheatingcooling.com or listen for your chance to win tickets all regular season long. Check in with Judy. What's happening in the newsroom?
A tragic murder in Indiana involving a pregnant teen.